This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll free line for you. And of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website features. We do it for free at freetalklive.com. So, Mark, let's talk about a story involving a lady who was raped. But not all was what met the eye in this particular case.
This is shocking and weird.
Okay.
Just be prepared.
And it's from Florida, right?
From Tampa.
Okay.
Fox 13 is where some of this story comes from. A young woman was walking back to her car after the Gasparilla Parade. That's a big deal and a big
party.
Big drunken fest.
Right. People dress up like pirates and yeah, they drink lots of beer and their streets are packed.
Well, Tampa having been supposedly a haven, you know, the Tampa Bay, a place for pirates to go hide out back when there were.
Was it? Was that why they created?
That's the idea.
It's an excuse to party now.
I think that it probably was an excuse from the get-go. I mean, I can't imagine how many pirates really frequented Tampa Bay. But, you know, could very well happen. But, you know, they got them out there with eye patches and peg legs
right.
and hooked hands and the
There's
pirates,
parades and
parrots
floats.
And the whole deal.
Have you been to one of those things? I've never been.
I've been to the Gasparilla Parade, yeah.
All right.
Fun.
So she was at the Gasparilla Parade.
It's weird because there's so many people. I don't like to be packed in with that many people. When
really?
You talk about tens of thousands of people in one place,
right.
it begins to weird me out just a little bit.
Yeah, is it to
Hundreds
the point you can't move around?
Me. No, I'm not. I just look and I think, man, there's a lot of people here. That bothers me.
Yeah, I don't know if it really bothers me as much as I don't like the idea of being in a crowd of people and something bad happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy opens fire or whatever happens, and then you've got people crushing each other, and you've got a really
it's
dangerous
It's a crowd
situation.
Of standing people that bothers me, by the way. If they're all in, you know, sitting down and doing what they're supposed to be doing in a nice, orderly fashion, that doesn't bother me. But it's standing people all being around. I don't like that.
All right. So what happened to this lady?
Young woman was walking back to her car after the Gasparilla Parade on Saturday when she saw, says a man, dragged her behind a building and raped her near the intersection of, near the intersection of Howard and Swan.
That's no good.
She managed to get away and called 911. Police took her to the hospital and began a routine rape investigation. When they started checking the victim's background, they discovered she had an arrest warrant out for her.
Hmm.
It was from an arrest when the woman was a juvenile, and she was accused of not paying restitution. The woman says that she was not aware that there was a warrant out for her, and her attorney says it appears to be a paperwork error.
Huh.
They were more interested in prosecuting her for something that's a paperwork snafu from 4 years ago.
Oh, my.
That was juvenile than they are interested in working on that than finding an experienced rapist, says the victim's mother. Still, the woman was put in handcuffs and taken to jail, and she was not allowed bond. Well, I guess it's because she, I guess a VOP to some extent.
Well, yeah, you know, I see where the police are coming from on this and that.
Well, one in the hand's worth two in the bush, right?
I don't.
Well, they have a criminal here in their hands. This
right.
person has an arrest warrant out for them.
Yeah.
They're easy to take in.
Right. And, you know, they didn't know it was a paperwork snafu.
No.
For all they knew, this was a deadbeat who wasn't paying her restitution to the person that she stole from when she was a teenager. And I support restitution. So to that extent, girl needs to make sure if she hasn't been paying her restitution, she certainly should consider it at this point. But that wasn't the extent of the story.
No, it gets far worse. She was put in handcuffs, and she was taken to jail. She was not allowed bond, and the medical staff at the jail refused to give her the morning after pill, even though it had been prescribed to her by the hospital.
Whoa.
The medical supervisor would not allow her to take the pill because she said it was against her supervisor's religion.
Oh, jeez.
So here we have a medical supervisor imposing her beliefs on a rape victim, claimed the rape victim's attorney, Ms. Moore. Maybe that's a Ms. Berlin.
Anyway.
Okay. As a human being, how someone could be so violated by this monster and the system comes along and rapes her again psychologically
yeah.
and emotionally, this is outrageous and unconscionable.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty sick.
At this point, we're very concerned about the welfare of this young woman, the Tampa police spokesperson said. There's a lot of unanswered questions about exactly how this unfolded, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. Yeah, they're going to investigate. Of course. McElroy says that there is a policy in place where anyone, that's the police spokesperson, says where anyone is suspected of a misdemeanor is not taken to jail if they're the victim of a sex crime. So Supposedly, this shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Hmm.
She says it's nearly impossible to draw up a policy that addresses every situation. This may be a case where the department policy should be reexamined. The system as a whole that is so broken, it needs to be completely fixed. So broken that something like this could happen. Something like this should never have happened, said the victim's mother, somewhat incoherently. The victim did manage to finally bond out of the jail Monday afternoon, and she's too emotionally distraught to speak with the media, and I imagine she is.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Fox 13 didn't identify the victim.
Hmm.
So
that's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's really... The hospital prescribed the morning after pill, and the supervisor here in this coercive organization exercised her freedom of religion to not give that pill. Do you understand how messed up that
is?
Yeah,
that's really screwy. You'd think that your job is to administer the pharmaceuticals that the doctors prescribe. How it is you can allow... I mean, I understand if you're running your own pharmacy.
Right.
But here, that's not the situation. These
coercion,
people are captives.
Right. Coercion has been introduced. And once coercion's introduced, I'm sorry, if you're part of that coercive mechanism, your rights are irrelevant as far as I'm concerned.
Right. You've got a job to do.
Right. So do that job.
Amazing story. As we go to the email box, 1-800-259-9231 if you've got comments. We go to the email box and to an email from Steve. He says, Dear Free Talk Live, my name is Steve. I'm 20 and I've lived most of my life in Brooklyn, New York. Sorry, Steve. I've been listening to your show for at least a year now. A lot of the things you talk about really resonate with me, and I'd like to consider myself a principled libertarian, or at least on the path to becoming, to learning to be one. I do plan to move to New Hampshire once I finish college or otherwise obtain the means to go. When it comes to New Hampshire, I've noticed you don't often talk in detail about actual creation of wealth, products, and knowledge in New Hampshire. One of the things I respect most about the show is that you did actually go there and are creating your own enterprise out there, building something important. I focus on that because I've put myself in the media field since I was 17. It's become my calling, and I'm intensely learning how to mold every form of media I can. Photography, video, audio, web, and my computer geek background doesn't hurt either. More importantly, I've learned that information, media, communications have been the driving force behind this past century, which has been an unprecedented transition for mankind as a whole. I think a free, decentralized, tightly networked media is absolutely crucial to have in the free state, and that it will become a skeleton for what you're creating there. The face of all media today is changing. It's clear now that when it comes to mass communications, the people listening want to be heard, and it's crucial that regardless of the mass of the communications, that they become a dialogue and not a monologue. When you have that disconnect where the people themselves are only on the receiving end, news slowly becomes propaganda, and entertainment becomes a subtle lobotomy. This is why Free Talk Live is successful, because you embrace the future, and you embrace that people truly want to be heard and inspire them to strive for the same. I can't say I disagree so far, Steve. Free Talk Live, he says, is definitely one of the major inspirations in my life, along with Penn and Teller's BS, which is an excellent television show.
And you recommend it highly, and I've seen it a few times and really do enjoy it.
You're a shining example that you can be real and still be heard, that the big fat corporate media institutions and government are not at all invincible, that they just need to be handled with a bit of intelligence and tact. I hope to join you all soon from Steve. Thanks, and let the freedom ring, he says.
Nice.
And I think he brings up some interesting points that... You know, that essentially that a tightly, as he puts it, a decentralized, free, and tightly networked media is crucial to have in the free state. And I think that's what we're seeing already being formed, if not around New Hampshire, definitely here in the Keene area where we're doing the show from. How many other areas of this country can claim to have not only libertarian radio shows, more than one? There's Free Talk Live that originates here, and of course we're all across the country. There's also a local guy, Eric Scott, who we've had guest hosting with us one night. I'm hoping we can have him back at some point.
Well, he's got a really busy schedule.
And but he's on the air 3 hours a day right here in Keene, live on the radio. We've got two radio shows at least.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the Keene Free Press, run by two Free Staters, Russell and Kat Canning. That's a newspaper competing with the major paper in town.
And people talk to me about it all the time.
Yep. And then there's Libertarian Television.
There sure is.
There's the public access channel around here. And there's a number of Free Staters that are creating content and taking internet content as well, stuff like The Philosophy of Liberty, other internet pro-freedom shows, and putting them on television. How many other places have that? Really? Is it out there? Let me know. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Bring it up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 30th, 2007, gold $643.90, ounce gold coin $664.93, $336.04 for half, $168.02 for quarter ounce, that's $664.93, $336.04, and $168.02. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window, fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Fairchef's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, toll free number 800-259-9231. In here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system there, over 180,000 posts await you and lots to talk about, lots of people to interact with, and it's all for free. And it's a lot of fun as well. BBS.freetalklive.com gets you to it. That's BBS.freetalklive.com. Get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many, more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. The hotel rooms are running dry. I'm sure there are other hotels in the area, so if you're too late, you can always get a room there. But you're going to want to be in the same hotel as the convention. It's just more convenient that way. That's where all the action is. That's where people are hanging out, networking, meeting one another. People will decide to go places from the hotel. They'll return to the hotel. It's going to be the center of activity. So you're going to want to be registered sooner rather than later at freestateproject.org. As we jump back into the email box, this one from Strawberry Fart St. Johnson. Emails in about the Bohemian Grove. We've had people call the show about the Bohemian Grove a few times in the past, and we sort of slough it off. I mean, it's just another, to me, it's just in there with a pack of conspiracy theories that really don't have any real relevance on the world. The conspiracy theory, in short for you, is that all of the leaders of the world have, they gather together at the Bohemian Grove every summer for a party.
A big and, little boy raping party or something.
Well, there's allegations. And then there's this the mysterious ceremony called the Cremation of Care, where they sacrifice some goat to Jesus or kill a baby or something like that. And there's all kinds of allegations. And the suggestion is that, the powerful leaders of the world get together to plot how they're going to continue to take over the world and destroy mankind or whatever. And so, it sounds really dramatic. It sounds really exciting and interesting and intriguing. And, I mean, if it were true, it would certainly be, amazing, right? Like, all these world leaders getting together and at the same camp to plot the destruction of freedoms. I mean, it's persuasive.
It seems amazing to me because of its unlikelihood.
Yeah, I don't really personally feel like it's likely, but even if it is, it doesn't seem to have any relevance on what we're doing. I mean, we're going to fight for freedom regardless of whether or not they're meeting in the forest somewhere in California.
Yeah, in the idea that the richest, most powerful individuals in the world that have clawed their way to the top would get together and be friendly and then accept their lot, their position in this group, and they wouldn't be clawing and fighting
without attacking each other.
Right. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, now there's going to be a meeting in a forest here in New Hampshire. It's going to be called Porkfest 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we'll be talking about that as time moves on. But from Strawberry Fartsing Johnson, he says, I don't know if you've watched it, but I saw Alex Jones's Bohemian Grove video. It's pretty dull. Bohemian Grove is nothing but a resort in the woods for rich people. As he puts it, the most interesting part of Alex's video is how he got in. He just snuck through the woods until he wound up in the parking lot. Then he told the security guards who periodically questioned him that he was friends of somebody. I think he used a nickname of the president. I don't remember. But then they bought it, I guess, because he was allowed to stay. He walked around with a hidden camera, and from what I could see, there were just a bunch of older men with beer paunches and khaki shorts and polo shirts and comfortable shoes and baseball cups and sunglasses walking around drinking beer from plastic cups and shooting the S with other men who looked exactly the same way.
Frightening.
Some had their families with them.
Go to Florida.
These were places to eat there were places to eat and recreate and just normal stuff. It looked nice. Most of the interior and exterior decor had a rough wooden look to it. The designers wanted it to feel earthy and natural, real back to nature. After all, you are in the middle of nowhere at some earthy camp. Which brings me to the ceremony, he says. Yes, there is a ceremony. It also isn't very interesting. It isn't Christian. I would guess that most of the people there would call themselves Christian. It looked like a fairly conservative lot. The ceremony's a goofy tradition that has its roots in paganism. Of course, Christmas has its roots in paganism as well.
That's true.
And by that, I mean the main speaker, that is the narrator, isn't talking about God. He's talking about nature. It's out with the old, in with the new kind of stuff. There's a large owl-shaped rock that they perform this ritual in front of. It's not scary. There's a mock sacrifice. The video is shaky and dark. I think I remember somebody being sent down the stream in a boat. Anyway, the sacrifice isn't of a particular person. I think it's of a metaphor for something they call dull care. It's all symbolic and rather boring. And then there are a few fireworks to wake everybody up. And everyone claps and goes back to drinking and talking about dumb crap. It's all just a novel bit of entertainment to help politicians and the like relax and take their minds off being fascists for a while. It's theater that people like Alex Jones want to turn into something important. But it isn't. I applaud Alex Jones for risking his safety by sneaking into this place to be able to show people what goes on, but instead of proving that the ritual's a blood-soaked, naked, satanic orgy, he proves that it's really just fat, rich, good old boys and their families enjoying a slightly odd play. It's absolute stupidity for these Alex Jones aficionados to focus on so much of these kinds of things when the government does so much actual evil to us every day. See, that's the thing with the conspiracy theorists. They're bent on proving to the world that these people are satanic, worshipping evildoers. When, in fact, we already know they're evildoers. Does it really matter that they worship Satan? Does it matter?
It would be bad.
They're doing bad things to the world. They're taking people's money at gunpoint. They're forcing regulations on businesses and individuals. They're harming others. They're threatening Ed Brown with jail or death. I mean, there's a variety of terrible, evil things these people do as part of their jobs. That government on its own is evil. It doesn't matter if the people who are running it go and have blood sacrifices.
I see what you're saying, that it distracts from the real issue.
Yes.
And I would say that's true.
It turns it into dramatics as opposed to a serious, more serious issue. But issues like, but issues like taxation and drug prohibition and school indoctrination and eminent domain and welfare just don't have the allure of a blood-soaked, naked, satanic orgy. So the Jonesians can't be bothered to consider them when deciding how to best dislike government. The Jonesians simply don't care about freedom. And I don't know. I don't personally know Alex Jones. I've had the opportunity to trade a couple emails with him. He seems to be a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling he's a pro-freedom guy. It's
mm-hmm.
just not the gist of his show. It's not what he personally does to make a living in radio.
Well, and, you know, if he's filling a niche, I think that's great.
Yeah.
And
he's getting rich on it, too.
You know, we've defended him here on this air more than once. And I don't feel like we're attacking him.
I'm not. I'm attacking just the... to an extent. I mean, we're attacking the misdirection of individuals. They're directing people to the wrong factors about government. They're directing them to personal shortfalls of individual politicians. If it's true that some politicians love little boys and are Satanists, you know, that's bad and everything, but what's worse is what they do in office. What's worse is the policies that they create, the laws they create and force on others. That's what we focus on here on Free Talk Live. It's real, it's tangible, it's concrete, it's in the news, it's undeniable. Whereas speculation about a mysterious park in the middle of California and what goes on there is just a waste of time. As S.F. Johnson puts it, they don't care about freedom, they care about sensationalism and nothing more. 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Are we wrong about this? Does it matter what religion the politicians are? I don't think so. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. What's on your mind? You tell us. It is your show. You take control. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a listener map with lots of people, hundreds, over 1,000 of them from around the world, who've added themselves to our Free Talk Live listener map. And you can go and surf around the world, see who is a listener to the show, or add yourself to the map at map.freetalklive.com. That's map.freetalklive.com.
What do Adam Smith, Karl Marx, and John Maynard Keynes have in common? Well, they're subjects of laissez-faire books. January Lysander Spooner Award winner. In this new book, Mark Skousen turns his eye on the three most prominent figures in economics. Check out The Big Three in Economics and other books and videos on Liberty at LFB.com. That's laissez-faire books, LFB.com.
As we go to the phones, to the fun amplifier line and Coffee in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Coffee.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to tap your brain about something, but first I wanted to say about Alex Jones. I listened to his program. The problem I have with him is the sky is falling not once, not twice, but every single time.
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, protesters being CIA, for example. That was the most recent thing. It seems like everything is a big scandal, and there's some sinister plot behind everything.
Right.
Which there may well be, but he does go for the sensational, that's for sure.
Hey, well, and his listeners eat it up. So, I mean, can you blame him? They're the ones buying the videos.
That's exactly right. And
he's doing pretty well.
Everything.
I think he makes $300,000 a year at least off of video sales alone.
Well, there's a grain of truth in everything, and his videos are compelling. Now, there's truth in them.
That's true.
He says things are worse than he says, and he may well be. I don't know.
There's a grain of truth, and then there's a whole lot of speculation.
Right. The other thing is, I remember there was I saw a picture of Bohemian Grove at one point, and if I remember right, there's some guy that dresses up as a great big owl. Would that not be the defining moment of your life for an adult man to dress up like a great big owl? I'm asking.
It's certainly unusual.
There's something to look back on right there. What I wanted to talk about is I came across something in my local newspaper, and the newspaper article said it was real common amongst the states, and I had never heard of it. I want to know if you've heard of it. I live in Illinois, and supposedly since 1995, if you drive across the border to Wisconsin, mm-hmm. the taxes are one and a half or one and a quarter percent cheaper. If you buy something in Wisconsin and bring it back to Illinois, you're supposedly owe the Illinois Department of Revenue that 1.5% or 1.25%.
Really?
I think that's true in most states.
Is that right?
Are you serious?
I've heard things like that before.
But does anyone ever enforce it?
How could they?
Well, you could stop people coming back from. You could stop people coming back, like at the Massachusetts, New Hampshire border.
Wouldn't generate enough money.
So apparently, one furniture store in Illinois ratted out a furniture store in Wisconsin, was stealing business from them. So now, the Illinois Department of Revenue is doing an audit on this Wisconsin furniture store.
How can they do that?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Some sort of reciprocal agreement between states?
I don't think so. I've never read it.
Wow.
Of course, you know, with all the codified statutes, who knows? I can't.
Man, I just hear lousy story after lousy story coming out of the state of Illinois. It seems like a miserable place to live.
Well, if the story was right that it's true in a lot of states, I mean, you know, what better reason to stop paying taxes, for crying out loud?
I totally agree. I mean, if I were that company, I would laugh at the state of Illinois. I'd laugh at them and say, "What do you think you're doing?"
I personally don't think Illinois has got any muscle in the state of Wisconsin or vice versa. No, I mean, why have a state sales tax if it's really a national sales tax just levied by each state?
Yeah, that's nutso. Now, I know, right, Coffee, you're actually going to get out of the state of Illinois sometime soon, right?
Yeah, I'm going this summer.
Excellent. So you're going to come up to the Liberty Forum, have a little taste of New Hampshire, maybe drive around the state, figure out where you want to end up, and then move during the summertime.
Yeah, I planned on 3 days. I think I'm going to stay like 5 or 6, so I've got some drive time, too. I want to hit every day of the Liberty Forum. So.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, man. I'm glad you made that choice. I don't think you're going to regret it.
No, I definitely won't.
So we're looking forward to seeing you here in late February. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Go ahead, bro.
Thanks, Coffee. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There's an example of another Ed Brown supporter who's going to be moving into the state this year.
It's true.
And there's going to be more like him. And I know Coffee is one of those guys who I think he doesn't pay Social Security taxes.
I believe that's
income
true, too.
Taxes. I believe he's one of those guys that lives without a Social Security number or did for a long time. I don't know if he's picked it up again or what his current status is, but interesting guy. And what a sick story out of Illinois. I mean, gun laws out the wazoo, trying to foist their laws on other states.
I think that it would be very difficult for one state to go into another state and then take one of their businesses to task.
You'd think. Yeah.
I mean, they're not violating the law. People are buying furniture from them. I guess if they're delivering the furniture across state lines, perhaps.
You think? Yeah, maybe. Then it'd be a federal issue, right?
I guess.
Interstate commerce.
It might.
1-800, so then all Illinois residents have to pick it up, you know? There you go. Do it yourself. Take your own responsibility for paying that extra 1.5% to the state of Illinois. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you from Cato in Tennessee. He's got a solution for genocide in Darfur. While the rest of the world wrings its hands, or at best, declares the situation in the Darfur region of Sudan genocide, the killing continues. Human rights groups are pressuring the world community, including the United States, to intervene, but the killing goes on. Unfortunately, Darfur contains nothing but sand and a lot of dark-skinned people, so the governments of the world don't have any reason to care about the people there. In the United States, the debate's not about whether it's moral to force one person to die to protect another, but about if we should send our boys in there when we don't have any interests, whatever that means. The latest estimates are over 400,000 dead and 2 million
Crazy.
Displaced in Darfur, yet the only help that the victims have received is 7,000 poorly equipped troops from the African Union. The UN hasn't done anything, which is probably a good thing based on UN's interventions in Bosnia and Rwanda.
Yeah, that wasn't good for at all.
Cato says, I offer a free market solution to the situation in Darfur. The solution might not stop the problem, but it would at least give the victims the ability to defend themselves, something they don't currently have because of the UN and individual nations' policies. I propose arming the victims. If a group such as the Jews for Preservation of Firearms, one of whose basic beliefs is that an armed populace makes genocide really difficult, were to raise just $10 million from private individuals, and that's well within reach. $10 million? I mean, it was $300 million was what poured into the nation of Thailand after the people of Thailand after the tsunami. $10 million is the drop in the bucket. It could buy 10,000 AK-47s for about $4.5 million. Probably cheaper, since the price is based on the general retail price of a used semi-auto AK in the U.S. They're cheaper in other parts of the world, available, and I think you can get them for like $60 to $150 in other parts.
If you buy them in bulk, you'll certainly save some money.
Right, and if you buy them in bulk from the manufacturer, you're going to get a good deal. 1,000 rounds for each rifle would cost about $1 million at about 20 cents per round. Once again, this price would probably be cheaper if ordered in bulk. The remaining $4.5 million could go towards transportation and bribery costs. Some people would think the plan is insane and immoral. They would say that it would only escalate the violence.
It certainly sounds like it could.
A free marketeer's retort would be, what's more immoral? To wait around for the government to do something while people continue to die, or try to actually do something to help the people that are being raped and butchered? What's your answer? Which one's more immoral? To sit around and watch as people are slaughtered, or to actually get involved and give them some arms so they can defend themselves?
I'll tell you, if I was over there and I was one of those people, I would certainly want an arm, you know, some kind of weapon.
1-800-259-9231, if you can answer that. As Cato puts it, when people are completely defenseless and being massacred, how much more can the violence escalate? Speaking for myself, I'd rather die fighting on my feet than begging on my knees. Unfortunately, in this free market, if this free market plan were implemented today, anyone who participated, as in people who were giving the money to the organization collecting it, would be considered an illicit international arms dealer and a criminal.
Yeah, I guess they would.
In fact, the UN considers all non-state sales of all firearms to be illicit. The UN's goal is government monopoly of all arms, even small arms such as semi-automatic rifles. To this end, the Janjaweed militia, the perpetrators of the genocide, are backed by the Sudanese government and receive their weapons from it. And I don't
believe, okay.
Yeah, I don't believe in the UN's eyes, yeah. I don't believe that we should send our military to help the people of Darfur, but I would give money to those poor folks so they could try to defend themselves. Does that make me a criminal? 800-259-9231. Does it? I don't think so. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all of the features you'll find on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those. They're on us, freetalklive.com. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at our store. Free Talk Live t-shirts, Free Talk Live hats, the free market to your flag, free bumper stickers if you go to store.freetalklive.com. There's also DVD classic archive collections as well at, once again, store.freetalklive.com. Great way to get some high quality Free Talk Live swag and support the show and look cool as well. I think they look pretty sharp, the Free Talk Live products.
I would concur.
I don't mind wearing them at all. In fact, I wear that Free Talk Live beanie quite often. Keeps me nice and cozy. All right, 800-259-9231. Talking about an email that came in from Cato in Tennessee, as he's pointing out the situation in Darfur, the Darfur region of the Sudan, is pretty dismal, people being slaughtered, and they've got no way of defending themselves. He points out that a free market solution would be for people to voluntarily contribute to some sort of a fund, and in that case, the fund would then go towards buying some AK-47s and some ammo for the individuals who are being slaughtered and delivering it to them. As he points out, however, the UN considers that sort of behavior, that is, individuals doing arms deals, a serious problem.
Right.
And the UN only wants governments to be doing arms deals. For some reason, they're more trustworthy.
Somehow more legitimate.
Well, according to Cato, he says, I don't believe we should send our military to help the people of Darfur, but I would give money so those poor folks could try to defend themselves. Does that make me a criminal? I say no. The UN and the American government believe it does, though. Thus, governments, bodies which have no interest in helping the people of Darfur, have made it impossible for those who do care to actually help those people. So the hand-wringing will continue, the raping and killing will continue, and the UN and governments of the world will not only help the people of Darfur, but they'll prevent anyone else from helping them, too. How criminal is that? From Cato. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Bill in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm listening to your conversation about Darfur, and I just got done watching a movie called Escape from Sobibor.
Where?
Which is
that with
Sobibor.
Kurt Russell?
No, that doesn't have Kurt Russell in it. It's basically about an Eastern Polish Nazi death camp. One of the most secret, which is probably why most people have never heard of it, and they had over 600 people who were imprisoned there, and they staged an escape, and about 300 finally did escape because they stood up and fought. And it just sort of kind of reminded me that probably, you know, the biggest murderer on this planet is governments.
Yep.
And not only do the governments murder, but they tell other people to commit murder. They make other people watch as other people die, and they prevent anyone from helping them. And so, you know, if it's going to make us criminals in order to help, you know, give people arms and allow them to defend themselves, because it's not an American right that's granted to us by a Second Amendment, it's a universal human right to self-defense, which exists simply because we exist.
Right.
If that makes us criminals, I say we go for it. I'm all about, you know, becoming an international illicit arms dealer if that's what it takes to protect people.
Well said, Bill. I don't know what else to add to that. That's I agree completely. You got to do what's right.
I can't remember. You know, there's the Gulag Archipelago written by Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a great quote that a lot of people use from that about, you know, how if we only met them in the stairwells and fought,
yes,
at the very beginning when they started to, you know, come after people in the night, it would have ended right there because, you know, the people who do the killing and the oppression would never have the guts to stand up to all of us who outnumber them.
And he was
by
talking
100 to 1.
He was talking about the Russian secret police, right?
Yes, he was.
But that also applies equally to the German SS and any other situation where you've got government thugs coming around and rounding people up and arresting people, demanding compliance and that sort of thing. If only, as he points out, people had actually fought back in the beginning, they would have bound. They would have backed right off.
Does it apply to the FBI?
Correct.
Does it apply to the FBI and they're apparently tracking the internet? I just saw an article today. They're doing they're spying on people on the internet, finding out what average innocent Americans are doing.
Yes, which they have absolutely no business doing.
Yep.
And we all know how, you know, the FBI can be, you know, with Ruby Ridge and
I wish I knew how to meet him in the stairwell on this.
Well, now there is one man who is going to meet them in the stairwell, and that's Ed Brown. And Bill,
well, I bet he will.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you been following the Ed Brown case here on Free Talk Live? And so, what do you think?
Only very generally, you know, but I'm probably going to be taking a much more keener interest in it.
Well, he is that man. He is the American who has decided, no, I'm not going to put up with these crappy court trials, this so-called justice system. It's a kangaroo court. I'm going to stay in my house. I'm going to stay as free as possible. You come after me, and I am going to shoot. How do you feel about that?
I have the greatest respect in the world for that man. The more and more I talk to people, the more and more I find that they are coming to realize that there is absolutely no law that requires the average American to pay an income tax in order to fund the FBI or the CIA or death camps or, you know, militarized police forces or any of this other stuff that we don't want to be involved with.
Right.
And I think it's fantastic that people like him are really standing up and putting it on the line.
Absolutely.
And because that's going to attract a lot of attention and people are going to realize, where is the law? You know, if people are willing to pay taxes, if they just show us the law, it should be a very simple thing. It should be so trivial. Why haven't they done it for the decades that people have been asking?
Great question.
Where's the law?
People are inevitably going to ask that question, and then if the feds create a violent situation out at the Ed Brown household, they're once again going to see another instance. And the government doesn't want this. They figured out after Waco and Ruby Ridge that their legitimacy was damaged somewhat by those events. They don't
well,
want
sure.
us
what
to be
violent.
What
are you going to do, hunt down American citizens and kill them because of what, money?
That's what they would do if it weren't for the Internet and the Free State Project and other liberty-oriented people gathering around Ed Brown. He would have been hunted down, and he would be dead at this point, and it would have gotten very little coverage. But they know that's not the result they want. They'd love to have Ed Brown turn himself over, but I don't get the feeling that he's going to. And so it's going to bring more people to the question of, is there a law? More people are going to research that. More people are going to withhold their taxes. But only a certain select few are going to have the courage that Ed Brown does. By example, I mean by the fact that he's the only guy in recent times to actually meet them at the doorway. He's the only one who's actually willing to do that. And I think this is a major, I hope it's going to be a turning point here in the United States for freedom.
So do I. And I'm really interested in seeing how, you know, this guy plays it out. Because, you know, there are going to be people who say that, you know, he's a fool and he's going to die for nothing and that he should live to fight another day. And,
but he won't. He'll
know,
be in jail and he'll die there. So
that's
I think
right.
he's doing
I mean,
the right
you know,
thing.
As far as I know, you know, once they, you know, put you under the government microscope, you know, you're done for. They're going to get you one way or another.
Bill, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, as always, sir. 800-259-9231 to the email box. Mark, you look contemplative. Did you have a comment?
I'm just thinking about Ed Brown and, you know, I have to say that I feel like he's doing the right thing. I just wouldn't, you know.
Sure, most people wouldn't.
It wouldn't be me.
Most people aren't, and most people haven't. He's the first man in the history that I can remember in the United States who's done this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine if the Japanese in the in World War II had refused to go along with their captors.
I can only imagine.
It wouldn't have. I mean, it would have.
You mean a Japanese American that were put in internment camps?
Right. And so now you've got the very first guy who's just saying no to this evil federal government that we have. And hopefully others will also be encouraged to stand by him and do similar things. And then what's the government going to do? They're either going to they have two choices. Either they back down and leave Ed Brown alone and leave other people who are as courageous as Ed alone. Or they have to show their violent side. It can't go any other way. And so he's forcing them into that corner. DMB story quickly from not sure who this is. He says, got to tell you, listening to an archive about the traffic ticket, I can tell go you a couple better. Years ago, the state of South Carolina required vehicle safety inspections and a windshield decal certifying the car is safe. Well, my decal expired. Around the 15th of the month following its expiration, I was stopped and issued a ticket. So far, so good. The fine was $8. I mailed in the amount with the ticket. Apparently, it never got there. 3 years later, I was stopped at a checkpoint, discovered my license had been suspended at some point, without any notification whatever, due to non-payment of the $8 ticket, which he did pay, just didn't make it. Would that it had ended there, but no. The Highway Patrol trooper said they weren't required to by law to notify me. So they took me to jail for the crime of driving under suspension. Not over yet. $376 later, I was out of jail, then had to go back to court for a charge a couple of weeks later. I went to the DMV first to take care of my license. When I got to court, was fined another $376 for the crime, and then was punished by having my new driver's license suspended. Then, once the crime was recorded to my car insurance company, my liability insurance went from $300 a year to more than $4,000 a year. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.